Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Catherine de' Medici, Renaissance Queen of France, by Leonie Frieda, read by Sarah Lefevre.
Prologue. Death of a King. Cursed be the magician who predicted so evilly and so well. June to July, 1559. On the late afternoon of Friday, the 30th of June, 1559, a long splinter of wood from a jousting lance pierced the eye and brain of King Henry II of France. The poisonous wound bloated his face, slowly robbing him of sight, speech, and reason, and after 10 days of suffering, he died at the Château des Tournelles in Paris. His death was not only tragic, it would prove calamitous. The jousting had been part of celebrations to mark the signing in April of the Treaty of Cateau-Cambrésis, which brought to an end France's and Spain's ruinous series of wars over Italy. Many dismayed Frenchmen believed Italy had been given away through the mere stroke of a pen, and no one felt this more keenly than Henry's Florentine wife, Catherine de' Medici, whose hopes of recovering her lost patrimony vanished with the peace. Yet she took one consolation from the treaty, that her eldest daughter, Elizabeth, would marry the most eligible parti in Europe, King Philip II of Spain. A further sweetener provided a husband for Henry's spinster sister and Catherine's closest friend, Marguerite, who at the age of 36 had been considered practically unmarriageable. She was to wed Philip's ally, Emmanuel Philibert, Duke of